This is a retaping of the sermon from the second Sunday of Pentecost, May the 27th. Excuse that, May the 29th. The original sermon did not record. The hymn you just heard was a hymn that was presented at All Saints today from the group. And it fits in with the theme of inclusion, which is the theme of the readings of Scripture for today. It's remarkable that when the Scripture was written, there was a sense that what made Yahweh unique was that He included all people. And the prophets and kings felt that this was remarkable and noteworthy. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, the first chapter, which was the epistle for today, again talked about the fact that, well, Jewish people had evolved at that point in fear that it was only them and nobody else. Paul was saying, in Christ Jesus, everyone's included. And in his letter to the Galatians, he's chiding them that they must get beyond this narrow thinking, being in silos, and come to a greater understanding that Jesus Christ is all for all and all in all, and God is all in all. And this was a remarkable statement. Similar in the Gospel of Luke, we have Jesus healing the centurion. Now, we don't think much about it today, but if we put ourselves back into the context of the first century, the centurions were the leaders of Roman legions. And the centurions were hated by the Jewish people, for they controlled hundreds and hundreds of foot soldiers. They were the ones with all the power and the atomic weaponry of the day. And they were considered to be outcasts among the Jewish community. But at the same time as that was happening, we have this centurion who was not Jewish, who had heard of Jesus and had somebody in his own household who was ill, and said, "I want this person healed, and I trust in the healing ability of Jesus." So sent an envoy, and this man was different than maybe the others, because he had overseen the building of a synagogue for the Jews, so they were a bit more disposed towards him. But it would be like a Muslim who had helped build a church here in Canada and said, "I really want to follow Jesus." And the centurion said, "Jesus, you don't have to come to the house, just know that you're aware." And Jesus was amazed and said, "I've never seen faith like this before, not in Israel." And the centurion's householder was healed. We're living in a time of division. People wanting to build walls. People wanting to say who is included in the family of God and who is excluded. Some of us may know about Michael Cohen, who recently converted from being a Roman Catholic and became an Anglican. And he, for years and years, was considered to be the preeminent Canadian conservative theological writer in Canada, and appeared all over the place in the conservative Christian network. He was on 100 Huntley Street. He was in lots of places. And he used to participate in the saying that same-sex marriage was wrong. But he had an epiphany. He gradually evolved to say, you know, God is an inclusive God. God is a God of lover of all people. And he started to say that gay marriage and lesbian marriage is okay. And a supporter of this move in the country. And he received a fair amount of hate mail. And people who used to be his supporters and employ him because he's very intelligent as a commentator now were banning him. And he was facing a lot of derision. They were trying to convince him to renounce his thought. But he wouldn't. In a way, he was like St. Paul, converting from Judaism and converting to Christianity. Michael Cohen was converting from being exclusive to being inclusive, that Jesus Christ is the lover of all. It's a fascinating book. It's also symbolic of our own time. We're moving gradually to more inclusiveness. I think back over my own lifetime and how we used to feel that divorced people didn't matter anymore, they should be thrown away. Gay and lesbian people, First Nations people, lots of immigrants, people of color, the list goes on. And we're gradually now coming to recognize that there is one God for all people. We have to be brave and inclusive, that God is God of all, and that all are included. It's a revelation, and hard for some people to accept. I often get challenges, people saying, how can you say that and be a Christian? How can you recognize the faithfulness of somebody who is a Sikh, or somebody who is a Muslim? We can understand maybe the Jews, but what about all the others? God is all in all. And if you recognize one God, that one God is the God that we follow. Many words, many understandings, but one God. The world is becoming a small place. And the challenge for us in the year 2016 is to get away from our silos. Stop thinking that we're the only ones. And start to recognize on this small planet Earth, we are all one together. And that we must pull together and understand each other and value each other if we are to be a people that seriously looks after this one planet. For God loves all of God's creation. And so today I invite people to receive the sacrament, to come in unity and work to change attitudes that maybe in the past were exclusive and see themselves putting together a whole new way of believing. Becoming a people of inclusion, a people of love, a people of reconciliation, as we have been reconciled to God through the saving act of Jesus, and empowered to keep being that way through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. For she gives us courage to move forward and to be the inclusive people of God. May God bless us all. Amen.